405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Lots of stuff going on, that is for sure. Can we say congratulations? Well, that's not even congratulations. It's a happy birthday. We don't normally do happy birthday announcements. But since Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother, is going to be with us at 4:35, you know, during the week, you'll find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. Might find him over at Arts Automotive Service. But his lovely bride, Megan, is celebrating her birthday. So a very happy birthday to Mrs. Andruski. And, you know, it's weird. I sent Stan a text because he was talking about how Megan was having a birthday. And first he told me her age. And I said, well, you know, now you're just lying to me. I didn't even believe the age. But then he said, no, it's all true. And I said, well, can I get her a gift of some sort? Could Heidi and I get her a gift? And you know what Stan said to me? He said, she already has me. I mean, really, what else could she possibly want? Whew. And I thought, I don't know, a couple of moments away from you. No, that's not true. But Stan is going to be with us at 4:35, and we will chat a little bit about what he's got coming up tomorrow morning on his big show in the garage with Stan Andruski. And you will be able to take a listen and get ready for it. We got this weird weather. It always does seem to be weather-related. Weather-related, you know? Yeah. All right. Some bizarre stuff breaking as we speak. Kilmar Abrego Garcia is being returned to the United States. Is that what I'm hearing? All right. Well, go ahead, Jerm. If we've got Pam Bondi or somebody else from DOJ speaking, let's take a listen to it.
Connected to groups that had, you know, involved with this other smuggling ring. But to be clear, the only charges he's facing right now are the, like, human smuggling charges. Just that's the one offense. But the other things that you have talked about are not actually in the indictment?
No, co-conspirators allege that. And we were clear to say that. He is charged with, it's not only very serious charges of alien smuggling. And again, there were children involved in that. You know, human trafficking, not only in our country, but in our world, is very, very real. It's very dangerous. And as you saw recently in Virginia, the arrest we made of the MS-13 member, unrelated to this, we learned at that press conference, that's where they bring young children into our country and they start grooming them at middle school age to become MS-13 full-fledged members, commit violent crimes throughout our country. It is highly organized. It is very dangerous. And they are living throughout our country, but no more, because they are being arrested, they are being prosecuted, and being convicted and deported when appropriate. That's all for today. Thank you.
All right. Well, there you go. That's Attorney General Pam Bondi. Once again, be careful what you wish for. For the leftists here in the United States who kept saying, well, he's got to be returned. Why he can't be in this jail in El Salvador? That's not fair. He needs to be returned. Well, guess what? He's being returned because he's being extradited. Because the Department of Justice said, we will now be charging him with human trafficking. There's probably a piece of this Abrego Garcia character thinking, man, if only those annoying Democrats would have stayed in the United States, I could have been down here in El Salvador. Sure, it's prison, but hey, it's better here than it is in the United States, where I'm now going to be subject to the death penalty. Wow. If I'm Abrego Garcia, I would cross a number of those left-wingers off my Christmas card list. I don't know. Do gangbangers send Christmas cards? Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. But I'm thinking all those Democrats that went down there. Remember, who was the guy? The one guy, wasn't he from Maryland? Went down there and had a like a cocktail sitting at the visitor's table with him, all that nonsense. Oh, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. All right, I got just enough time here. I want to share a little snippet from Steve Doocy over on Fox. He was on Fox and Friends this morning. You know, they got the big Karine Jean-Pierre, hey, I'm no longer on Team Biden or whatever it is, book coming out. And Doocy, well, Doocy's got a thing or two to say. Cut number three.
Yeah, so now we wait to see if there's going to be a chapter in there about the time that she told me there was no cover-up of President Biden's decline, or the time that she told me that questions about his acuity were a rabbit hole in this book about misinformation and disinformation. Back to you.
But Peter, I don't know what to interpret this. My colleagues think that she defends Joe Biden in the book, but by the subtitle, Broken White House, it makes me think that she might break from Biden in the book.
I believe it or not, some Biden folks were texting me yesterday, and they think that she is going to use this to settle scores against two people in particular at the Biden White House who it has been widely reported she had beef with, which would be John Kirby, who she actively blocked from the podium, even though he was a favorite of President Biden, and Anita Dunn, who yeah. There were various stories last year that Anita Dunn was getting her jobs outside the White House and saying, please, just take this job. You'll make more money and go. And it never happened. So it's possible that she says President Biden was a nice guy. It was his staff. But the problem is she remained in the job. So no matter what she writes, unless she says that there was somebody standing with a gun to her head right behind the little door that slides open and saying, you better say that he's okay. And that it's a conspiracy to ask any questions or suggest otherwise, or else, then I don't know how it's going to work saying that there's too much misinformation and disinformation, except in her book.
I think your name will be in the book,
crazy.
Too.
It's yeah. so true.
It's insane.
My name, what's she going to say? Like, Peter Doocy was right?
By just asking questions.
No, she's
sure. Not.
Right.
I'll bet you guys a dollar each that... that's not in there.
Right.
But you think your name will be in the book. You were the one who kept asking her so many questions that were challenging.
I'm sure my name will be in there about somebody who gave her a really hard time, but it seems like she is framing this book as she was the one person in the White House on either side of the podium who was who had an independent streak and was battling against all these. I mean, look, I didn't read it. I don't have an advanced copy. She didn't ask me for my insights.
Right.
But it's out in October. In order now on Amazon.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to pass. I thank you very much. It's a little bit like the Jake Tapper book. I'll read the selected passages that are released, because those, of course, will be the most important ones. I'm making those annoying air quotes when I say important, but those will be the ones that are supposed to be the money chapters, and it's just going to be such garbage. Good Lord. I mean, if you're going to buy a copy, then I would wait like 5 hours after it's released. By that point, it will be known as a complete, total, utter flop. Germ, get her on. Listen, I'd love to have Jake Tippity Tapper on. Karine Jean-Pierre, have her on. Absolutely. Reach out. Invite them. Please invite them. Could be very entertaining. Don't know how long they'd stick around. I mean, at least the Tapper Advance people clearly do some of their homework, because they made quite clear that, he wasn't interested in chatting with you. That's okay. I don't think she's got a team, so she might just be taking every booking she can get, Germ. She's probably desperate because nobody likes her at this point, and she wants to sell the books. Yeah, absolutely. Reach out. Tell her we'll send her a lovely basket of fruit when it's all done. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.